All right, it's 6 o'clock.
You okay with that?
Let me
Yes.
first of all see if we have, let me call this hearing to order at 6 o'clock. We have enough people here that we can move forward.
That's
let me just thing. First of all determine that we have a quorum of members. I'm here. Doug McCowan's here. Kurt. Peter Thornton.
All right.
Hey, see
Paul Thornton.
Yeah.
The only ones I don't see here are Justin and Mike Lingley. Are either of them on the call, on the meeting?
Sir. Lingley present.
Terrific. All right. So we have 6 of our 7 members present. So we can go forward with a quorum. So thank you all for coming tonight for the public hearing, the purpose of which is to receive public comment on the application for a site plan review for 3 Garfield Street. The hearing was posted in the Press Herald and posted on the town website a little bit more than 10 days ago, which is sufficient public notice. On Friday, Ed McElhaney, who's one of the applicants, provided to the board the receipt from the notification to abutters. So that bit of pre-hearing requirements has been met. And so I think things are in order for us to consider public comments on the application. We're going to run this hearing according to the bylaws of the planning board. And those call for a couple of things. First, we need to identify individuals who wish to be identified as interested parties. Interested parties are those persons who request to offer testimony and evidence and to participate in oral cross-examination. They could include abutting property owners and those who might be adversely affected by the board's decision. Do we have any interested parties that wish to be identified as such? And Justin Papke has joined us. Welcome, Justin. So we have all 7 members of the planning board. All right, so if no one is identified as an interested party, then the other person who has a identified speaking role is the applicant or applicants. In this case, I think Ed is representing the applicants. So we'll get to Ed's statement if he wishes to make it in a little bit. So according to the bylaws, I'm supposed to give a statement of the case and let people know that the information that is the basis of the board's consideration are all public records, which can be seen by the public, a copy of which can be procured by any member of the public if they so desire. We have released and posted a draft statement, a decision document, which is called a findings of fact and conclusions of law, which includes the conditions under which the board recommends that the applicant, if the applicant is approved, the conditions under which they would operate. So I don't feel it would be useful to go through rereading that document. It's posted on the town's website. Everybody has an opportunity to read it, and I hope many of you have already seen it. So we'll start the public hearing today. Ed, as the applicant, you have an opportunity to present your case without interruption. If you wish to do so, could we ask you to do so in 5 minutes or less, Ed? You're muted, Ed.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. I apologize. First of all, Jeannie can't be here. Her mother's very ill, so she's up in Dexter taking care of her. So I'm speaking on her behalf and our behalf. So we have been in business as not as a restaurant. We do not have a restaurant, as a catering takeout and an event center. We have had numerous events here in the past, and through whatever the case may be, certainly not as trying to break the laws, but we have had events and then found out that we were not able to have them because of the planning of the site plan review. We're asking for 50 extra outside seats to have events such as funerals, weddings, birthday parties, memorial services, anything along that line. Our intention is to have 1 to 3 per week. That is it. And our intention is to be open from 11 o'clock in the morning till half hour before boat, or 15 minutes before the boat leaves. We don't want to be here late at night. We don't believe in being late at night, and I want people out of our property at night. That's just because it's our house. We also have a second floor dwelling that we constructed in 2014, which we received all the permits for, not realizing because we were in an IB zone, we needed a mixed use. And Jim Nagel, who approved it, evidently was unaware of it also, because he never said we had to go before the planning board. We've been living here, I guess, against the law for the last 7 years. So basically, we just want to continue a business, our business here, to have people come in, have lobster bakes and services and whatever they choose. And, you know, we don't stay open late. We don't have, we have very quieted music, and we try to be a good neighbor to all of our neighbors. We have not, as I think, haven't had any problems with that. We've allowed for parking to try to keep it off off-street parking. And the majority of the people come either have golf carts that come from off-island. So that's our intention. We've been doing it, and we would like to continue it. And our septic system has been approved by 2 different septic engineers and by Jim Nagel, saying that we can accommodate actually more than 50 seats, but we're only asking for 50.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
Thank you, Ed. So interested parties, since there are none, that would, this would be their opportunity to question the applicant. So board members, if you have any questions that you would like to ask of the applicant, now is the time. We're all no questions from the board. Okay. So let me then now open it to members of the public. Anyone of the member of the public who wishes to make have a comment, a question, raise a concern, please do so addressing the chair, not Ed directly. Address them to me, please, and then we'll have a discourse with Ed as necessary to deal with your question, concern, or issue. So anybody wish to speak at this point, please raise your hand, and I can identify if you have that opportunity. If you're on the screen, I can call on you. Otherwise, pipe up and let us know you want to talk. Hi, Tom.
Hi, it's Tom McVean with Kim right here with me. We don't really have a speech. We just wanted to speak in favor of this proposal. So that would be our comment. You agree, Kim?
Mm, yeah. We had a function there a couple years ago, and it was low key, and we had a wonderful time. So I like to see him be able to continue to do that.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else have a comment, question, concern they wish to raise with the board?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
Okay, that's, does that make, identify yourself?
Tim Churchard.
Okay, Tim.
I just want to speak in favor of this too, because I've been a small part of it for the last summer, working there, and I can, you know, I see what I think it's an important for the community, because it's a nice gathering place, and they do you know, terrific place to have a meal and see friends and be with friends, and also I think adds to the whole community. This is only my second year here, and that's important to us to be a part of the community. And they also made a deal with me, because I'm on a board of directors for a charitable organization, that they donate to that organization in for payment for my work that I do there. I provide some live music, and anything that tips are, the Jeannie and Ed match those tips, and it's sent to charity. And I'm in the process right now, the beginning process of partnering with Changing Tides to tie that into my organization that I'm working with, so we can hopefully continue that in representing Changing Tides for whatever tips people give. And Ed and Jeannie, like I say, match the tips and donate that, so it's money doesn't pass hands, it just goes right to charitable organizations.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
Steve, I have a comment.
Sure, Tony.
Please
identify yourself for those who don't know you, Tony.
I'm Tony O'Donnell Wilcox, and all I wanted to do was ask Ed if we're still going to coordinate the music with the church service. The Catholic Church service. It's been successful in the past. You know, we need to have that continue. And I am all for this. I've had my husband's memorial after his death, and it was a lovely function, just like Kim and Tom have mentioned. And I'm in favor of it. Thank you.
So, Tony, let me ask, when you and Ed, also you, when you say coordinate music with the church, What are we talking about?
What's that mean?
What did you mean by that?
On Saturday afternoon, there's a 5:15 mass, and if they had functions on a Saturday, sometimes it overlapped, and we seem to figure that all out, and I want that to continue. You know, the music from whatever function they were having at that time would come through the windows of the church and would be towards the end of the service.
So, Tony, do you want that incorporated into the conditions that the planning board would add to this?
No, I just think that, you know, none of the other people from the church have spoken up and said anything, so I assume that it's all been all right, but I'd like it to continue that way.
Ed?
Tony, hi, how are you? Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a good Catholic boy, and I'm very respectful of the services, and God would strike us dead. But during church services, we don't have any, I mean, the only music we have, if we have music, is Tim. But we don't have any rock and roll or heavy metal or anything like that. And we would always respect the rights of the church on Saturday and Sunday, if that be the case. So not an issue. That's common courtesy. I mean, okay. And, you know,
so
what we're supposed,
Tony,
to
we
do.
don't need, you're not asking us to add that as a condition.
No.
Anyone else want to have a question, a comment, a concern you want us to be aware of at this point? All right, I think everyone's had an opportunity to speak. Let me just say, going once, going twice. Okay, so we will call the public hearing to a close at 6:15 after receiving comments from three individuals, plus a statement from the participant, from the applicant. So at this point, we have a quorum of members, and it'd be my intention that we move directly to consideration of the findings of fact, conclusions of law, and the conditions related to the site plan review. Do any of the members object to doing that now? Okay. Hearing none, let's move forward in that regard. So, it is important for, I think, for us to recognize as we start this, that this property is currently approved for the following commercial uses: a retail establishment for the primary purpose of selling baked goods, and a commercial kitchen facility for the preparation and sale of foodstuffs with on-site seating limited to the capacity of the subsurface wastewater disposal system as of October 27, 2009. And two, a stand to serve snacks and soft serve ice cream. So we have an application from the McElhaney's to add as an accessory and incidental use. The hosting on-site special catered event between June 1st and November 1st. So the board considered this matter twice in hearings, I believe, McElhaney submitted some additional information as requested by the board, and the draft decision document that's in front of the board members would approve the site plan review with seven conditions. And if it's okay with the members of the board, I would share those conditions with folks here on the call. Unless there's an objection, that's what I'm going to do. Any objections? Okay.
Nope.
So we're approving the application for the special catered events between June 1 and November 1. I do feel I need to correct one of the things that Ed said in his statement regarding the residence that was added to the property. They're not illegal. Residence is not illegal. The issue for the planning board was that we need to consider all of the property in terms of the approval that we have given and approval previously given. And the requirements for the septic from a residence were, because it wasn't included, needed to be added so that we could make accurate calculations as to the necessity of the size of the septic system. So that's the issue with the residents. It's that we needed to include that in the calculations for the requirements of the septic system. So other than that, I have no objections to what Ed's presentation or what he submitted for your consideration tonight. So let's move to the conditions that we're going to place on the Hard Shell Cafe. First, the special catered events hosted on the property shall be limited to one event per day, which can start no earlier than 11 a.m. and which must conclude no less than 30 minutes prior to the last ferry departure from Long Island. Two, the food service at the special catered event shall occur in a banquet setting using no china, flatware, or glass. The minimum staffing level for the events shall be four persons, which may be comprised of any mix of property owners, residents, family members, paid employees, or volunteers. Currently, there are four parking spaces called for on the property. The McElhaney's would like to increase the parking in the back from 2 to 4, and the board is okay with expanding up to 4 vehicles. The existing 2 parking spaces off of Garfield Street have to be maintained for use by residents of 3 Garfield Street. And the applicants and their successors shall be responsible for ensuring the driveway and parking areas are constructed and maintained, those to prevent erosion or discharge of sediments into adjacent properties or public ways. With this application and with this decision, the applicants surrender the previously approved use of a structure, Ed Shed, to serve snacks and soft serve ice cream. Going forward, the structure cannot be utilized for food service or food preparation. 5, the on-site outdoor capacity for special catered events is 50 persons. Any additional or reduced capacity shall be determined by the code enforcement officer of the town of Long Island, applying state mandated water flow requirements or guidelines against the capacity of the existing, modified, or new subsurface wastewater disposal system. Approval of the existing and proposed accessory and incidental use, subject to the applicants obtaining and maintaining all necessary town and state permits, approvals, and licenses, including any structural, engineering, and plumbing approvals required by the code enforcement officer of the town of Long Island. And finally, the planning board's approval of the proposed use application is limited to the existing structures, utilities, proposals, and plans submitted by the applicants, as well as the information and documentation utilized by the board in its consideration of this application. No changes or modifications to the structures, utilities, or permitted uses granted can be made without authorization by the Town of Long Island Planning Board under the site plan review process. So those are the 7 conditions. I move that we approve the draft findings of fact, conclusions of law, which would authorize the, which would approve the application. So let me call the roll. Chair, I'm in favor, aye. Kurt?
Aye. We don't have a second yet.
I'll second it.
Doug, thank you, Doug.
The motion. Okay. Moved and seconded. I'm still in favor. Aye.
Me too.
Doug?
Aye.
In favor.
Peter?
Aye.
Paul?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Justin?
Aye.
Terrific. All 7. So 7-0, the site plan review application is approved. So Ed, I will print up the decision. I'll sign it and I'll get it to town hall tomorrow. Be available to you at some point after that. But the decision is good to go.
Steve, I have one quick question.
Sure.
It said you had that we have a minimum of 4 employees.
Yes.
What if we don't need
4 staff, not just employees?
So we have a minimum. What if we don't need it? Can we have 2? Shouldn't that be a maximum?
No, it's a minimum because we're figuring 2 in the kitchen and 2 elsewhere on site for 50 people.
Okay. Oh, perfect. All right. So if we have 20, we don't need 4 people. That's what I'm
getting. No, you need 4.
Okay, fine. We'll have 4.
The minimum is 4.
Okay, perfect.
Whether you have 20 or whether you have 50.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So again, we'll sign this. We'll get it to the town to the clerk tomorrow, Ed, and you'll get the original soon, and we're in business. Anything else that the board needs to consider tonight?
Yeah, what do you think about that big applause we got at the town meeting?
I think it was well deserved.
Yeah. Me too.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. It's 6:25. I adjourned the meeting. Thank you all for taking time to participate in the public hearing in our meeting. Good night, all.
Thank you.
Very good.
Night.